Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bay of Islands in Northland has been very wet. The district's had 840 millimetres of rain since the 1st of June. However, it's needed after two dry summers depleted soil moisture. On one farm, beef cow calving was supposed to start on the 20th of September, but the farmer says the bull must have spent a couple of days sauntering because none have arrived yet. Around Pukekohe, mild weather and good rain have spurred strong spring growth in veggie crops. When it was fine earlier in the week, outdoor growers were busy with their machinery and staff planting brassica and salad crop seedlings. That all stopped when 70 millimetres of rain saturated the ground from Thursday to Friday morning.
Between 6 and 9 on Wednesday evening near Tokoroa in Waikato, 61 millimetres of rain was recorded, and a bit more later. One farmer reports he had flooding in four places on his road and also across races and driveways. He has 20 cows yet to calve out of 960. Soil temperatures are not flash, and people are looking forward to sunshine and better grass growth. The first silage of the season was harvested in the first week of September on a property dedicated to grass silage and maize. The Bay of Plenty has had a good dollop of rain too. Bud break is happening on kiwi fruit orchards, and one grower was very relieved to finally have finished pruning his green vines. He says restricted work in and travel out of Auckland has meant steel fabricators haven't been able to get on with building and transporting components for cool stores and grading lines. They were due in November, and now they're scheduled to arrive in February. It's a worry because you can't delay picking for 2 months.
Early docking numbers are looking good in King Country. An ag consultant says farmers in King Country, Taupō and the central North Island are reporting that pasture growth seems to have shut down recently. Farms have gone from being okay for feed to being in a tight patch. There was quite good growth in winter, and one possible reason is that pastures have used up the nutrients available to them. It's tricky because it's too late to put on nitrogen. Farmers could sell a few stock, but growth will probably bounce back, and then they'll need the mouths to eat it. Hawke's Bay's been enjoying some lovely sunshine, but could do with a bit more rain. The grape grower we called has been weed spraying in his vineyard and is in contract negotiations with wineries, talking about the volume of fruit they require and the price they will pay. It should be an okay year this year because Marlborough grapes have been in short supply, so fruit is in demand. And with COVID, people are busy buying wine online and some wineries are running low on stock.
Wairarapa was expecting 20 degrees on Friday. Sheep farmers are saying there have been low ewe deaths, high lamb survivability, but bugger all grass. There's not enough feed. It's been cold, and this year's also been a shocker for grass grubs and pirina caterpillars. The grubs eat the roots and pirina the grass. In the Tasman region, there was heavy rain on Thursday, causing a lot of flooding in paddocks. Often the region misses or is only clipped by predicted rain, but the front hit it at a perfect angle. More than 100 millimetres fell, which our contact says wasn't really needed, although you don't turn up your nose either. Grass is starting to grow. Calving is quietening down now, while on sheep farms some are tailing but others are still lambing. Results appear reasonable but not wonderful.
A farmer at Seddon welcomed the rain. Pasture growth is still a bit slow, but after a good winter, he says spring is looking to be a lot better than last year. When we called, last year's lambs were being put on a truck for the works. He says they're looking good and the prices are too, so he has no complaint. His grapevines were all pruned, but some vineyards have struggled to get pruning labour. West coasters haven't seen any sun this week. The ground is sodden. To the north, 300 millimetres of rain fell in August, 140 so far this month. And those down around Fox will have had up to double those figures. Some of the gravel-based pastures can have sheets of water flowing over them in the morning and be drivable by the afternoon, so things swing quickly. Cows are milking okay with the help of supplements.
Canterbury enjoyed a good week of weather, which has seen an improvement in ground conditions, allowing farmers and contractors to get on with sowing spring crops and new pastures. Pasture growth is starting to move, which can't come soon enough, as many are short of feed at the moment. The sun was shining in South Otago on Friday morning, and the spring corner is being turned. Albel Clutha, farmer, says they need all the grass they can get, as it's been the longest winter he remembers. He started feeding out in March because it was so dry, and he's only finally stopped now. Ground is still very wet, so it'll be a few days or more before crops can go in. He's not expecting a fancy lambing percentage because scanning figures were lower after a lack of feed during mating. He's waiting for the school holidays before starting tailing. More helping hands on deck.
The sunny days continued down to Southland this week. Great for lambing. Apart from a cold snap a fortnight ago, lamb deaths will have been minimal this year. Feed is a bit tight in places, but with longer days now arriving, grass will start to get ahead of demand. Western Southland's had lots of rain, so crops can't go in yet. In fact, our farmer says even a sniff of a tractor leaving the barn seems to make it rain.
You're listening to Country Life on RNZ National, 101 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.